This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about quieting the noise and reducing your anxiety. And I wanted to start out with a quote today from William Penn, and he said, "True silence is the rest of the mind and is to the spirit what sleep is to the body, nourishment and refreshment." End of quote. I really like that because true silence is something we don't seem to get a lot of unless we actually seek it out. Just like we have to seek out good sleep. When we're young, it feels like we can just sleep at the drop of a hat, right? We're tired. We're kids, we're tired. Fall asleep at night. But some of the things that we need for nourishment and refreshment need to be planned out. They need to be taken consciously. And so I thought today we would talk about consciously quieting the noise because it can really help to give our nervous system some relief from all of the hubbub that's going out there in the world, which seems to be constantly busy and buzzing with notifications and updates and headlines, intentionally disconnecting from media might seem like it's really hard to do. It might feel daunting, but you can do it. It might even feel counterintuitive, but out there with all of that digital noise, there lies a profound opportunity for personal growth, for rejuvenation, for reducing your anxiety, all through the idea of taking a media fast. And I think that taking a media fast is a great idea. It can feel like, how am I ever going to figure this out, right? Like, because I have to keep up with the stuff for the kids. I have to keep up with work, family, and so much of it. Even just having that idea of considering a media fast might give you a clue as to how big of an impact media has on your life. And if it is noisy, maybe for you it's not noisy. I don't pretend to think that this is across the board, everybody must do this. You know that here. We don't talk like that. These are ideas for you to consider and try, like trying them on like a new costume or an outfit. See how it feels and looks on you. But let's see what this could mean for people who need a bit of a break. Maybe from all the hubbub of the notifications and updates and headlines and so forth. So our lives are deeply intertwined with the media. Like I said, for me personally, I got thinking about this. And today, in fact, I spent so much time in that email and then going to things that the email linked me to and then having to check out the facts about that. And oh my goodness, not every day is like that, where it's like, it was like a whole cobweb of links and different media and ideas and things that had to be looked at and figured out. And it felt noisy today. It really did. I wanted it to be done because I felt bombarded with all of the information. And I was doing it even earlier when I took a break at my favorite coffee shop with my decaf on my smartphone. I was there alone, and so when I was waiting, I pulled up my phone, and that's where it all started. I'm like, oh my goodness, thank goodness someone I knew came and joined me for a few minutes, and we chatted with my phone then put away in my purse for a few minutes. That felt good. So I thought, yeah, I think it's time to actually talk about this on the show. I know I've mentioned it briefly way back when, but it seems like things have not gotten better, but busier, louder. It's not worse. It's just that there's more out there. It's cumbersome. So, you know, while the social media and the news and our emails, I'll just call it all media, while it serves as a valuable tool for our communication connection, I mean, absolutely. But its overconsumption can have adverse effects on our mental and emotional well-being. And you guys already all know that. That's not news. But we are actually consuming these things. Just as we take care of what we consume with our diets for our physical health, we'll do well to be conscious of what media we are consuming and how that is affecting or being negative to our mental health and our well-being. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical-grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. So it's been suggested that excessive media exposure can contribute to stress, anxiety, decreased productivity. I don't know about you, but I totally understand that. Those are all true in my own life. And the constant stream of content can lead to the feelings of the fear of missing out or FOMO. And we can also start comparing ourselves. We could be fueling dissatisfaction and actually undermining our own sense of self-worth because we are comparing to this big, huge world. It isn't like the old days where it was keeping up with the Joneses, the people not even in your city or your town or your zip code. It was just the people on your street. It was a very small slice of life. Now we've got the whole pie and we're trying to compare or keep up with even all of that. It feels overwhelming sometimes. So if you were to embrace a media fast, you could have some of these great benefits that could be both for your mind and your body by temporarily disconnecting from digital distractions. We could experience a number of great things. First could be we could have more mental clarity because reduced exposure to stimuli allows the mind to quiet, fostering clarity of thought and enhanced focus. And without the constant influx of information, we may prioritize tasks and make decisions easier. This is exactly what I was not feeling today. I did not have this mental clarity. I felt like there was just all of this information coming in. I didn't go on Instagram, or I don't have TikTok, but any of those kind of quote social medias. This was all email and follow-ups, and it just felt like it was tons of information, and my brain got to a point where it was saturated. I felt like I couldn't digest anymore. So next up is what we could feel would maybe be some more emotional balance by stepping away from social media. This can alleviate feelings of inadequacy and comparison, promoting greater emotional resilience and better self-acceptance. You get to be you in you. And by reducing exposure to negative news, which sometimes there is a lot of that on social media, individuals can mitigate feelings of anxiety and overwhelm. You could begin fostering a greater sense of inner peace because you would be living more in your world, the places that you have some ability to affect. Instead of this great big whole earth that we get the news in the snap of a finger, we know exactly what's going on if we want to. And we have very little that we can do for a lot of that. And this leaves us hanging. It leaves the overly conscientious person feeling like they can't do enough and feeling really low about themselves. Another thing we could do is have improved relationships, because disconnecting from screens, and that could be even the email like I was sucked into today all day, encourages meaningful face-to-face interactions, strengthening bonds with loved ones, and fostering deeper connections. Like today, I very purposefully, when I saw the person I knew and they asked if they could join me, I said yes. And I was reading a very long article that I needed to get information from, and I closed it and put my phone in my purse. I did that on purpose so that I could have a meaningful face-to-face interaction. And I realize that we don't do this just automatically. We actually have to think about it. We can really begin to cultivate richer, more authentic relationships by prioritizing presence over the virtual engagement. And I love that virtual engagement, because that's engagement with all kinds of things, right, that are online. It doesn't have to be, you know, social media. That term gets a bad rap, but we can be virtually engaged in all kinds of things. And so the last thing that I think we can do here is have enhanced creativity, because with fewer distractions, we may be able to more easily tap into our creative potential, exploring new ideas and pursuits, or actually picking up what you dropped because you had no time left in your day. We can embrace silence, which can spark inspiration and innovation. I am so seeking my silent time that is coming up a little later on today. It's like feeling like a warm nest to sit in for a little while, way up high in the tree, away from everything. And this can allow fresh perspectives and breakthroughs. So if all that sounds really good, and of course, who wouldn't want all of that, right? But how are we going to do this? It doesn't necessarily mean cutting off all forms of media cold turkey to do a media fast. But it does involve setting intentional boundaries and gradually maybe reducing your media consumption. So I thought we could talk about some of the step-by-steps that you could take to have a little media detox yourself. First off, you could have some clear intentions. It's really important We have attention and then we have intentions. And I want you to reflect on why you're undertaking a media fast or a detox and what it is that you hope to gain from the experience. You could write this out in your journal. This is a great place to begin really setting up what you're going to do with your intention. So whether it's to reduce stress or foster creativity or maybe be more present in your relationships, clarifying your intentions will guide you on this journey. Second would be to define your parameters. So actually determine the duration and the scope of this media fast you're going to take. Will you abstain from all forms of media or only specific platforms? Will it be a weekend retreat or an extended period of disconnection? You can establish clear parameters that will help you stay accountable. Like for me, if I had to do this like on a day like today, I would have had only a certain amount of time that I could spend in the email and following all of the wormholes it takes me down. Only without taking a break, without getting up from my desk, maybe having a sip of water or staring out the window for a couple of minutes. That's what I would do for the type of problem I had today. Now, next up, number three would be to let other people know what you're doing. So tell your family and your friends and maybe your colleagues, if it involves them, about your media fast to manage expectations and really get yourself some more support. Explain why you're undertaking this journey and how they can help you by respecting your boundaries. Number four would be to unplug gradually. I'd really love it if you could ease into your media fast by slowly reducing your screen time. And again, start by setting up specific hours or days where you're going to abstain from media consumption and gradually extending these periods over time. Number five would be to engage in alternative activities. So fill the void left by media with enriching activities such as reading, journaling, spending time outdoors, pursuing hobbies. This is going to be different for everybody. But for me today, it would have been to take those little pauses that I would give myself and look out the window. Just be. That feels good to me. And use the opportunity to reconnect with yourself and explore new interests if that is your desire. Number six is to practice mindfulness. Embrace the moments of silence and stillness, this time that you are freeing up throughout your day now, and engage in mindfulness practices such as prayer and meditation. Do your yoga or qigong or a breathing exercises, a body scan. All of this can be done to cultivate presence and more inner peace. And number seven, reflect and reevaluate. Regularly check in with yourself to reflect on your media detox experience. Notice if any shifts in your mood came about, or your productivity, or overall well-being, and use this feedback to adjust your approach as needed. Again, this is a great place to use your journal and write out what you noticed after a day or after a week. This can be something that you do like really diving in at some point and take a whole day off, or a whole weekend. I mean, I remember back in the day when I would go to Omega Institute, cell phones were pretty new. I remember having it in the car, but there was no cell service at Omega Institute back then. I'm sure it's all wired up now. But even back then, this had to be 20 years ago, it was such a relief to know that you had to leave the phone number of where you were, so that then a staff member would have to come and look for you if there was an emergency or a message that you needed. And a friend did leave a message and they taped it to my door. It was so awesome. I kind of pine after that every once in a while. I wouldn't want it to be like that all the time, but to have a weekend or a 3-day, 4-day retreat where there was no internet, no email, no social media would feel really awesome, even to me who is not a big consumer of social media. But, you know, this whole world is dominated by constant connectivity, and it's a real art to be able to disconnect. And I think it's really important these days to consider it. So by embracing a media fast, we can reclaim our time, our attention, and ultimately our sense of self. Through intentional disconnection, we can rediscover the beauty of silence and cultivate deeper connections and embark on a journey of self-discovery and renewal. So I hope that you're ready to unplug even a little teeny tiny bit. I would love to hear your experience if you give it a try, even if it's just setting up parameters around your day so that you aren't constantly bombarded by notifications and the like. Thanks for listening, and I hope that today's show was helpful for you. This was really heavy on me today. I've written about this before, and I know I've talked about it lightly before, but after the day I had today, I felt I really wanted to just jump in and share it with you guys. So I look forward to hearing from everybody. If you have some experiences with this, anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. And now for today's quote. Almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes, including you. And that's from Anne Lamott. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.